Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Chester Elton back on the show. He is the one of the leaders of the Culture Works. And he and his partner Adrian Gostick is co-author on so many books. I can't see over the top of the stack here. All the orange books, The Carrot Principle, et cetera, et cetera. The new one is called What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work. He's our good friend, long time. Golly, how many now? 11 years? Yeah, 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Chester, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. 11 years. It seems like longer, doesn't it?
It sure does. it's interminable. Hey, Chester, it's good to have you back. Okay, you guys published a book and you asked people to tell you about themselves.
Right. Well, what we did with What Motivates Me, it was a departure from a lot of our other books.
But yeah.
We wanted to take a look and say, okay, how you build great cultures, how you build really high-performance organizations is you get the right people in the right places with the right motivation. And motivation is kind of one of those voodoo kind of things, you know. Mm-hmm. You read a lot of books, and most of the research we looked at was pretty thin. You know, it was kind of personal experience. It was oversimplified. You know, these two things motivate everybody. This one thing never motivates anyone. So we took a more of an analytical approach, and we developed an online assessment tool, much like if you've ever taken a Myers-Briggs or a
right.
StrengthFinders or Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And in the book, we included a password. You go online, you take the assessment. Well, now we've had over 7,000 people take the assessment.
Wow.
And it's given us some really interesting insights into what motivates people in the workplace. And that's what I thought we could talk about today. It's really fascinating.
Well, absolutely. So it's right people and right motivation. There's one more. Remind me what the other one is.
Yeah, get the right people in the right jobs
right.
with the right motivation. See, it's really interesting. You know, we've all taken some kind of personality assessment. Most of us have taken, like, Myers-Briggs, right?
Yeah.
And that tells us who
I broke one once.
You broke one? Anyway, it tells you who you are, which is really important. You know, what is your personality and so on, and the personalities of the people on your team. Secondly is the StrengthFinders, which has been incredibly popular. What am I good at? You know, what are my strengths?
Mm-hmm.
What we wanted to do was kind of complete that journey and say, okay, here's who I am, here's what I'm good at, what am I passionate about? And when you can align those three things, now you can get people really productive, really engaged at work.
This was a big job.
It is a big job.
I mean, you're asking people for some pretty touchy-feely stuff. How do you quantify all that? How do you boil that down to some analytics?
Well, what we did is we hired these really smart guys out of California,
yeah.
the guys who put together the Emotional Intelligence 2.0. Talent Smart is the name of the company. And we said, develop for us an online assessment. It's 100 questions. It takes you about 20 to 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
depending how quickly. And they're really good about setting the questions up so that you can't game the system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really what your motivators are now, not what you'd like them to be or what you think people perceive them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it spits out a really interesting report, one that tells you what your motivators are, you know, from top motivator to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, through research, we looked at our database of over 850,000 surveys that we've gathered over the years and determined there were 23 motivators of any significance at work. Those 23 then ramp up to what we call 5 identities.
Hmm.
And, you know, we gave them intuitive names, like you're an achiever, you're a builder, you're a caregiver, you're reward-driven, or a thinker. And that then allows you to take a look at where are you right now? Are you in the right job, place, to your strengths, to your personality, but most importantly, to your passions? And then line that out for your team and make sure you've got team members
mm-hmm.
in the right positions with the right motivations. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It sure does. So achievers, builders, caregivers, reward-driven, and thinkers, those are the 5 main identities?
Those are the 5 main identities.
Yeah.
And what we really loved about it is there's a blend, right? You're never just a caregiver, but you're like a caregiver builder, or you're an achiever, reward driven. So you get these blends. In fact, one of the things we looked at was we really believe that people were much more individual than most managers giving them credit. Mm-hmm. You know, old school is we treat everybody the same because
right.
that's cookie fair.
Cutter.
Right? But here's the thing. Now with the diversified workforce, four generations, more women, more international, more different traditions, you're really engaging your employees is a one-on-one exercise. If you're mm-hmm. treating everybody the same, you're making a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. You need to engage people one-on-one.
A diverse workforce creates a lot more demand on managers, on leaders.
Absolutely.
And this information that Chester and his folks have created will help you. We're going to get into this a little bit more, and I'm going to have some questions because I'm a little bit old school about some of this stuff, and I'm going to get Chester to help me with us after these messages. 20 till. Right back with Chester Elton. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.